Shalom. This is the Voice of One Witness radio broadcast. Today we will be revisiting Sister Billy's classic series on the Book of Daniel. So get your Bible and your notebook as we study the living Word of God.
Turn to Psalm 68:11, and I want to address something that Pastor Harold said, because God is a sign-giving God. He does give signs. And brother, Dr. Roy Hicks, every time he sees me, he says, "You're a sign that Jesus is coming." And he uses this scripture here in Psalm 68:11, which is a prophetic scripture, and it says, "The Lord gave the word." King James says, "Great was the company of those that published it," but the actual Hebrew says, "the female messengers." The Lord gave the word, great was the company of female messengers who published it or proclaimed it. So Gloria and I are indeed a sign of the last days. Hallelujah. And hallelujah, bless the Lord. Whoa, we better get that on tape here. Hallelujah. Terry, would you please read that?
The Lord gives the word of power. The women who bear and publish the news are a great host.
Hallelujah! A great army. Glory be to God. And when I was with the Copelands in 1967, I didn't know they were the Copelands. Nobody knew they were. Nobody cared. Nobody asked him any Bible questions on the way out. And bless the Lord, we were in those meetings with the brother Kenneth Hagin back in those days. And there was a woman. I told my mother after I received the Holy Ghost, I said, "I'm not going to get mixed up in the error of these Pentecostal people, Mother. I'm not going to wash my makeup off, and I'm not going to grow a bun, and I'm not going to listen to any women preachers." And they brought one in on Sunday, Sister Clara Grace, about 75 years old. I listened later to what she preached. And she preached that the Lord was raising up his end-time army and that some of the chiefs of the clans were there that night. About 150 people there. If you had believed, I mean, we were denominational people writing in our Bibles for the first time because Brother Hagin told us we could. And we did it with fear and trembling. And there were the Copelands. I didn't know who they were. I mean, you know, they came there with a car tied together with baling wire. And Brother Copeland offered to trade that to Buddy Harrison, the office manager for Kenneth Hagin Ministries, for Brother Hagin's tapes. It so scared Buddy, he said, "We'll give you the tapes if you promise not to leave the car." And if you'd have thought that God said he was raising up his end-time army and there were some of the chiefs of the clan, you'd have gotten an immediate prayer for God. Bless the Lord. So there are signs everywhere. Signs and wonders. And Gloria and I are signs and wonders. Hallelujah. My daughter, Shelley, when she was going to Rhema, she would take the place of Brother Hagin's secretary when she went on vacation. And it was, I guess, 1978. And Brother Copeland was going to come in. He was teaching at Rhema. He was going to use Brother Hagin's radio place to make radio tapes up in his office, his little studio. So the secretary told Shelley before they got there, she said, "Now, Mrs. Copeland doesn't like to talk." And she said, "She likes to drink such and such." You know how you try to always. "And she'll probably bring her knitting or crocheting. And don't talk to her." So she came in, and she just is over there quietly knitting, and Shelley was over there quietly typing. And so it's really changed, hasn't it, for Gloria? She's a sign and a wonder. Bless the Lord. My son, my youngest son, says that when he hears her preach, she nails him to the wall. That she doesn't leave him any area of escape. You just have to get it. Bless the Lord. So I'm thankful for what God's done in their lives and thankful for this place and all of you. And especially thankful that you're obedient to God. When I was doing the blood and the glory, and I started studying over about that outpouring and how the blood was emphasized before the outpouring of the Holy Ghost at the beginning of this century, I came across the writings of Alexander Boddy. He was an Anglican vicar in England, and it was in his place that Smith Wigglesworth received the baptism of the Holy Spirit. I ran across his writings because in a book by Donald G., it said that Alexander Boddy chronicled the early outpouring of the Holy Ghost in this century better than anyone else. He was a very learned man, and he did a monthly paper, which would be it would be 60, 70 pages thick of 8.5 by 11 small type. And what he tried to do and did do well was keep in contact all over the world with the people who had received the outpouring of the Holy Ghost. And they were so thrilled. They would put in there, like Scotland would write in, "The Lord said to us such and such a date." And they put it in there, you know. And I was thinking about that when I was reading it, that how they paid attention. And how sometimes, you know, we got to the place where we would go to, and if there was a tongues and interpretation or if there was a prophecy, we might not even remember it. We went out the door and didn't honor it. And I think that I've noticed a lessening in tongues and interpretation and prophecy. And I believe we should honor these things of God and ask Him for them. And so when He sent Justice Duplessis by to this church, I'm sure you that this church would pay attention. They were an international church and would have the outreach to give the message to the world, but not only that, they would honor it and honor God's servant that He sent and honor the Holy Ghost. Not grieve Him, but honor Him and receive what He said. And so we are here. I noticed in that word, it said, under a divine urgency to methodically study and not just our favorite stories of the book of Daniel, but get its message. And if you want me to give you its message ahead of time so you don't have to come back, Jesus is coming soon. That's it. Now, I want you to turn to one of our key scriptures for understanding any prophecy of the Bible, and the Bible is two-thirds prophecy. Much of it has already been fulfilled. The Bible bases its authenticity on the fact, on prophecy, as does God. So we're going to turn to 1 Corinthians 10 and verse 32. We'll also turn to 2 Timothy 2:15. We're going to look at lots of scriptures and just teach. I cannot tell you how much fun I'm having teaching. Come and have fun with me. It's just fun. You know, the Holy Ghost, I remember when in about 1983, Gloria and I were in a Holy Ghost meeting, and it was kind of, I mean, things just broke through there. It was up at Brother Hagin's. And she said, "You know, one thing I found out, the Holy Ghost is fun. The move of the Holy Ghost." And so it's really wonderful and thrilling to go into the precious Word of God, isn't it? Now we see here in 2 Timothy 2:15 that we are told, study. That's what we're going to do here. Study to show thyself approved unto God, a workman that needeth not to be ashamed, rightly dividing the word of truth. The Bible must be divided. Rightly divided. You get all the scriptures God speaks on a subject. No scripture is of a private interpretation. It doesn't just stand alone there. It has to go with all the rest of scripture. So we are told here to rightly divide the word. If the word can be rightly divided, it can be wrongly divided. And a wrong division of the word is the cause of error, especially as to the last day. Now here's the scripture we're going to use to rightly divide the word is 1 Corinthians 10 verse 32. Rules for Bible interpretation or Bible dividing, rightly dividing the word. Number one, these are not all the rules, but number one, find out who's doing the talking. You don't have to obey every scripture, such as Job's comforters, what they say. Number two, Find out who the scripture is speaking to. I learned these things from Brother Hagin and told you in detail how I learned them. But verse 32 tells us a scripture can be written just to a person, one person, or it might be written to a group of people. And these are the three divisions of humanity that God sees in New Testament times. Verse 32, give none offense, neither to the Jews, nor to the Gentiles, nor to the church of God. Three groups of peoples. The Jews, God's not through with the Jews. He still sees them. 1 Corinthians is a New Testament book. The Jews, Gentiles is the Hebrew word, from the Hebrew word, goyim, it means the nations. Maybe your Bible says Greeks, that's because the Gentile world had been Hellenized. But a good translation is the Jews, the Gentiles, and the church, or the Jews, the nations, and the church. In the Old Testament, there were just two, the Jews and the nations. Then God, in Ephesians, we are told, out of those two, any Jew, any Gentile may come, and then they're in the third group, the church of the living God. So there are prophecies, there are futures for, there are judgments for each one of these groups. Now, the book of Daniel is primarily about two of them, the Jews and the nations. It is a sign to the third, the church, as to where we stand in time. Bless the Lord. I wish that every one of you had been here this morning, because this morning we laid a basic foundation for understanding the book of Daniel. And so if you don't buy any other tape, buy that tape and try your best to listen to it, maybe in the car going to work before you come back tomorrow night, so that you will know who are the nations, who are they? And who are the Jews? We looked at that this morning. Turn to Genesis 10. And this is the division of the nations. There was a flood. All mankind was destroyed. Love brought the flood because they had forgotten God. Knowledge of God in the earth was about gone. Only one man had it, Noah. And so God's love brought the flood so that Noah wouldn't be engulfed by that, and saved mankind. Whenever they came off that ark, then Noah and his three sons, Shem, Ham, and Japheth, unto them, chapter 10, Genesis chapter 10 says,
thank you for listening to today's radio message. The classic study series by Dr. Billy Brim entitled Daniel is now available in an 11 CD series for a special radio offer of $55 plus shipping. You can order in three ways: on the internet website at www.billybrim.org, or by calling our book and tape department at 1-800-972-3447. That's 1-800-972-3447. Or you can write to us at Billy Brim Ministries, P.O. Box 40, Branson, Missouri, 65615. For meeting and ministry information, please call our ministry offices at 417-336-4877. From all of us at Billy Brim Ministries, Shalom!